This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I want to talk to you about the Vedic literature. Now, this program, Vedic Wisdom, is designed to give you a glimpse into the importance and the significance of the Vedic literature. Now, the Vedic literature is a scientific expression and explanation of your, as an individual living entity, relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, as living entities in this material predicament we're in right now, everyone is being purposely distracted by the controllers of the planet in an attempt to dissuade you from reestablishing your relationship with the Lord and artificially replace the Lord with themselves. We have so many theories, we have so many philosophies, we have so many distractions about the living entity should be focused upon this or that or the other aspect of social life. And we see that there is a concerted effort to socially engineer the perspective and the conceptions of the individuals. Now, this age is described in the Vedic literature as the age of Kali. It's the fourth age in the cycle, and it is the degraded age. And we see how they're completely altering what's known as history. They don't want you to realize your divine roots. They don't want you to understand the interaction between the demigods in this planet, the interaction between the Lord and the planet, or the incarnations of the Lord that take place on this planet. Nor do they explain to you the significance of the disciplic succession of great saints and sages who protect and maintain the Vedic literature in its purity for the benefit of every human being. That's not happening. I was looking at an article yesterday. Interested in a few things of historic interest. And they've found a series of pyramids in Bosnia. And they've carbon dated them from leaves that were fossilized in the construction. And they date to 29,000 years ago. Yet there's no explanation of any rational history that existed 29,000. They're trying to tell us that everybody lived in caves, that you're ignorant sods. There was no culture, no anything. But the planet and the artifacts on the planet tell a completely different story. So we see that rather than stimulating and encouraging the potential within every one of us, they're trying to subjugate. So those people running the planet and the governments, the education systems, etc., they have a different plan. They aren't involved in God's plan. They aren't involved in a betterment of you as an individual or the betterment of society. They may say so, but they're not practicing. And this is called hypocrisy. So Vedic literature states that this age is called the age of hypocrisy. The Vedic literature is well aware of what is going on and foresees the predicament. And we are here now in that predicament. Everything is being presented to us in a deceptive fashion or deceptive manner. But the Vedic literature is not. The Vedic literature is divine. It's being protected by the Lord. We've spoken before on this program about how many of the other scriptures, whether it's the Quran or it's the Bible, have been so mercilessly altered. I have seen in my lifetime at least a dozen versions of the Bible. And that's just not right. Man is not supposed to change God's words. So the whole authority of these scriptures gets watered down. And even at that, the intelligent man can see the divine inspiration and instructions within them. But the scientific aspect of it is gone. There's all this faith-based concepts. Mythology stuff mixed in, things that challenge the authenticity. The Vedic literature has been specifically protected from such alterations. So what we have is a society that's being led in the wrong direction. We're being led into sinful activities as acceptable. The Vedic literature says that it's improper to have illegitimate connection with women, intoxication, gambling, and the killing of animals. These four things contaminate the consciousness of the person. They harden the heart, and they restrict access to your pure conception to develop love of God. So the Vedic literature gives these four things as a solution. You can retract yourself from the misconceptions by following those instructions given in the Vedic literature to avoid these four things. In general, the piety is encouraged. One should not lie. One should be compassionate. One should be clean. One should be honest. One should be helpful. One should be, etc. These pious concepts and characteristics that we naturally have should be exhibited. But the four things we've just mentioned actually are sinful activities that bind one under the influences, under the control of the laws of nature. We discussed many times how the karmic reaction controlled by nature, a karmic force, natural force, is that if you create or engage in a positive action, you get a positive result, and you engage in a negative action, you get a negative result. And the Vedic literature has clearly defined these four most difficult, most sinful, most inappropriate actions. And if we look at them, they are now being made legal. There is no encouragement on the part of the government to not do these things. Now, we're talking about illicit sex. Well, that's been made legal. We're talking about gambling. Well, that's been made legal. The government is supporting and is in on and is making money off of all the different types of gambling that are going on. Similarly, the animal killing, the slaughter of animals for food when it's totally unnecessary. And that's what's going on. Everybody is making money by the meat food chain. The government's been big on it, the export of ships full of animals, alive and dead. And then intoxication. The government makes a fortune off of alcohol, cigarettes, and a variety of other things. There's all sorts of types of intoxication and drugs that blur the consciousness and the intent of the human beings. So these things have been made legal by a government that does not know what is the best interest of the people. We've seen that many a time. We understand it now. It's very clear. The governments of this hypocrisy age are not actually interested in the welfare of the people. They say so, and they accept that it's not very PC to say you don't care. So they say they care. But their actions tell a different story. By their actions, we see how the country is being sold off, auctioned off, drained off, siphoning the money out, losing all the good people, no proper growth, no faith, no investment. It's all draining out the resources, whether it's man, animal, or natural resources. It's all being drained out of the country, and the changes that the people want are ignored. No, we're going to do what we want. Yet what they want falls directly under the categories listed in the Vedic literature as sinful activities. So this is why the Vedic literature says this is not God's plan. This is not divine government. This is not support of the awakening of the living entity's quest for love of God. This is selfishness, personal interest for financial gain, power, and control. And these are listed in the Vedic literature as demonic characteristics, not divine, demonic. And look at the planet. It's not different in any nation. We can't single out this country or that country. It's there everywhere. The citizens are being exploited. The animals are being exploited. The resources are being exploited. That's happening everywhere. So there is no positive result from this type of action. The Vedic literature states it clearly. So this has blinded humanity. Humanity is blind to their real interest, and the real interest, the ultimate goal of life, is to revive your forgotten relationship with the Lord, using this place as a awakening period, a time out, to get your act together and understand you are an eternal living entity who has an eternal relationship with the eternal Lord. And that relationship is not dependent upon government. It's not dependent upon others. It exists eternally. But you're not ever thinking, working, talking, planning, developing that relationship. We're all being distracted by television and the quest for money. We get the money and we pay the thieves. It used to be you could get a loaf of bread for a few cents. Now it takes you several dollars. And the dollar isn't worth much. And it takes you how many hours to earn one? So it just goes on and on and on and on and on, that the cycle is so created that you aren't going to ever get ahead. Because the leaders don't plan on you getting ahead. The leaders plan on you working to supply everything they want and they get ahead. This is not God's plan. This is not divine consciousness. This is not the approach of an intelligent being. So, the Vedic literature is scientifically presented so any sincere student who reads this great science and understands the science of God simply by reading it and paying attention and regularly hearing it from an authorized source, from the disciplic succession of great saints and sages who are protecting and providing the Vedic literature to humanity. But he becomes uplifted. He can reestablish his vision. He can reestablish and understand and act within his eternal relationship with the Lord, not blinded. So we have a situation where blind leaders who are greedy and lusty and criminal are trying to lead the society into a controlled structure where the individual's desires, capacity, potential is smothered for the benefit of the few who run the state. So the Vedic literature says that this is the result of selfish mentality, of the lust for power, money, control, and the envy of others who may try to compete for that. These are not the qualities of the saintly man. These are not the qualities of us, all of us living entities. Our divine nature is not like that. We are only in this condition because of the covering of the material body and the mistraining by the society. Everyone's being socially trained to have a full smartphone. Not just a phone, a smartphone. Everyone is socially trained to accept their vaccine poisons. Everybody's socially accepting the misinformation of media. It's getting more and more and more and more concentrated to where you only get one point of view on anything. And it's pumped into you from all the different pieces of media so that you gradually think it's true. But there's nothing could be further from reality than until you understand that the media is controlled by the government, which is controlled by a higher group, which is intent on socially engineering the people into a godless state of working for their benefit. This is not God consciousness. And you won't find literature. Go anywhere you want. Religious, not religious, conventional, historical, I don't care. You cannot find literature that will tell you something different than the media is telling you. That is how thorough they have been. They're throwing books out of the library and been doing it for decades that counteract or disagree with the socially broadcast concepts through the media that lead you to think this is as good as it gets. And according to the Vedic literature, nothing could be further from the truth. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, relates the concept that it's the difference between having a bicycle for transport and having an airplane for transport. What can you do with your bicycle? You can see a few blocks, a few miles, but what can you do with an airplane? You can circumvent the planet. So your capacity to understand and expand is so much greater. Similarly, if you have Vedic knowledge and you see from the perspective of the Vedic knowledge, you see things so completely different, so completely clear. It's like everyone else is on a bicycle. And we literally have that. One of the plans of the society is to put people back on bicycles. Take away the cars. They'll do some war or they'll do some global disruption and they'll say, oh, no fuel available for you, only for the government officials and transport and big corporations. They're the only ones that will get fuel. But you, the people, back on your bike. And that is happening before your eyes and you can't even see it. They're putting bike track, bike lanes, bike training, bike games, bike, because you're going to be relegated to bicycles, you won't get cars. And of course, you won't get airplanes. You won't circumnavigate the planet and see everything. You won't travel anywhere you want to travel anymore. You'll be too busy pedaling your bike. And everybody is going, oh, these bikes are good. Oh, yes, they are good. They're good exercise, yes. But to be dependent on it for your learning curve, to be dependent on your experience, your interaction with other human beings, it's a disgrace. It's totally inadequate. But they're telling you, oh, you don't need to go there. You can get all the experience you need from your smartphone and your computer and your television, even though we're controlling all three of those. And we're not telling you that, so you think you're getting something new when you pick up your phone or look on the computer. But actually, if you investigate, Google is editing all of the searches now. Facebook is controlling what is allowed to be distributed through its network. YouTube as well. You've seen it, you've heard it. Oh, watch this video before it's taken down. Who's taking down? What are they taking down? Anything that disagrees with their control mechanism. So the Vedic literature is saying, wake up to this deception and read the Vedic literature where there is real knowledge. Get back on the plane. Start seeing things from a eternal life point of view, eternal relationship with God. Reestablish that relationship. We are not imperfect beings. We're covered with imperfect bodies. And we can revive our consciousness. We can get our bodies straightened out. We can purify. We can break through and start seeing and living and acting from a purified point of view. That's totally possible for every one of us. But we're not taught that. That's not given to us. That's not their intention. The schooling is getting worse. 70% of the classes in university are for careers that are shrinking. 90% of the information given in universities is behind the industry they're talking about. They're undereducated. So this going to school, which is supposed to make you better than the next guy, at least to the level of everyone else, is now being limited to the lowest common denominator. Not to the highest. We see that constantly in the schools. Wait for the slowest person. Not try to go to the pace of the fastest person. Let's all just mess around and wait for the slowest person to catch up. This is backwards. It's been for many decades, at least it had been, that those who were capable were put into accelerated classes and they were taught to go as fast as possible to bring forward the intellectual class of man to have a better perspective and lead and guide society to a positive result. That's not happening anymore. Because the leaders don't want any other leaders or guides for society. They want to keep that job for themselves, and they want to do it without God, without you understanding who you really are and seeing things in proper perspective. So that means you have to take responsibility for your own life. You have to take responsibility for your own education. You have to take responsibility for your own goals. So you have to break out of the illusion that's caused by the fake media, it's caused by the television and the news, and it's caused by the phones and all of the Facebook and nonsense. It's all one mentality being dictated to you from many sources to keep you as stupid as a dog. But the Lord's plan is the opposite. Reject those nonsense perspectives of life and read the science of Vedic literature and get as much knowledge as you can. Revive your lost consciousness as to who you are eternally and what is your eternal relationship with the Lord and what is your eternal duty. It says directly in the Vedic literature that the responsibility of one who reads the Vedic literature and understands it and relieves himself of the distressed conditions of life, his responsibility to the spiritual master who awakened him is to spread this knowledge to other people who are suffering under this control mechanism of hypocrisy. You don't just get to have a good show for yourself or maybe your loved ones. You have to spread it to the people who are going, "Why am I suffering? I haven't done anything wrong. Why do I feel there's more to life than what I'm getting? Why is it all such a frustration? Why is it all so same?" That person deserves to find the Vedic literature like you have found the Vedic literature. If you're listening to this program here to me right now, you have found the Vedic literature. All you have to do is read the books. Study this great science. Educate yourself. The spiritual masters from down the disciplic chain have been protecting this and seeing to it that it's presented in every language without adulteration so that you get the true story. You may react to that knowledge differently than the next person, and you may enact your role in God's plan different than the next person. But you at least get it explained to you for you to know right from wrong, to know what's going on, to know how to cooperate, to know how to bring yourself to the highest level where there is no hindrance to the growth of your consciousness. This platform is only be achieved by our devotional relationship with the Lord. We have to become humble and understand we are servants by nature. And the best person to serve is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His empowered representatives and the movement that spreads this knowledge to every other human being. This is real welfare work. This is real kindness, compassion. This is a real goal. And all the great saints and sages share this goal. You need to get on the bus. You need to get involved with the mission, the movement of bringing back truthfulness, the great scientific understanding of reality, of consciousness, and get above this enjoyment of the material world concept where you're looking for shelter and there is none. There's fake artificial conceptions. If I have a house, if I have a car, if I have a phone, if I have money, and all of these things are temporary and fake. The money is paper, boys and girls. There is no real value to it. It's perceived value. And what good is your house? You've got a beautiful house and it's all electric. If the power goes out, what do you do now? How do you enjoy that house? And you have this phone, and you have this car. Well, they own the petrol. They stop the petrol coming in. What do you do now? It's a big lump of metal in the way, sitting in your drive, blocking your access. You've got these artificial trophies, and you've been led to believe that if you have these artificial trophies, you are a success. No, that is not the truth. This is the misconception. This is the deception of the modern society. They can pull the plug in a minute. We can have an earthquake. They can cause earthquakes, but we could have an earthquake and the power goes out for a month. What are you going to do? There was a power outage in the big power outage in this country, a small power outage in here. There was another power. And what happens? The businesses nearly die. Old people that can't get out and about, some of them do die. Some of the homes, some of the people run out of food. All sorts of things happen. Can't get the money out of the bank. Thousands of things go wrong if they shut off the power. And what about transport? How ready are you to do without your car? How are you going to feed yourself and your pets? How are you going to get food if there's no food coming to the supermarket that you go to get food? We have so many dependencies on a system that we don't control. And we have so many dependencies on a point of view that is not reality. It's narrative. The Vedic literature says specifically, the Sipic succession says specifically, come out of your illusory conception of life, which is factually just miserable, and reestablish your eternal relationship with the Lord in a devotional mentality. Follow the instructions of the great saints and sages and pick up the Vedic knowledge such that it liberates you from misconception and educates you in the great science of love of God. The platform of love of God is so much greater than the platform of material enjoyment, the body, the mind, the senses, the objects of the senses, the toys in the world. It's not even comparable. Back to the bike versus the airplane. This material enjoyment is like a bicycle of nonsense. And the enjoyment of reviving your devotional spiritual service mentality with love of God is like the airplane. It takes you to platforms and to experiences unbelievable to the bike rider, to the sense enjoyer. In the material world, everybody's so proud of how they can enjoy. But they don't have the brains to revive their consciousness to understand this is a temporary body I'm in, and I'm supposed to use it to develop love of God. To develop love of God, I must seek out the Vedic literature. That is the method designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by you. It is protected by higher authorities, not by the government. It is intended to uplift all of us, every single one of us, to our highest potential, to develop love of God eternally. That's Vedic knowledge, not material illusion. Take to the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. You will be the better for it.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.